Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome. And good morning to my co-host, Professor Terry Benjamin. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. I'm ready to release my power this morning.
Well, you've come to the absolute right place to do it, right here in the virtual studio of All About Entrepreneur. Our show that's airing this morning, and we are excited about what entrepreneurs are doing. You know, it really is an entrepreneurial revolution going on.
It is.
Everywhere I look, there's these opportunities and networking groups. I mean, I have not seen this amount of entrepreneurship activity. I don't think in my lifetime I haven't seen this. I'm sure.
Well, Lisa, I think the reason it is because people realize that, you know, when you work for somebody else, they're not employing you to make you rich. They're employing you to make them rich. And so, if you want to control your financial destiny, it's on you. So people realize that, you know, I have to do it for myself. I mean, that's what it comes down to. That's why we're seeing so much activity right now. I mean, there's really no choice, really.
Well, you know, Karl Marx talked a little bit about this, you know, the great economist, communist, years ago. He talked about this. He said that, the masses of people who would be the ones who would be working for those individuals who own the businesses, said eventually they would revolt. I don't know if he saw them revolting in this sort of fashion. he saw them realizing that, well, wait a minute, I can do it too. I think he thought, but here's the thing, people began to realize, well, wait a minute, you can be an entrepreneur, I can be an entrepreneur as well. And then with the economy being bad and people, a lot of people not being able to get jobs, and those individuals who were mid-level management, because often in a huge downsizing or downturn in the economy, the mid-level managers are usually the first ones to go. Well, they're also the ones with a lot of the knowledge. So when they leave, they're more easily able to just transfer over into starting their own company.
Oh, no doubt about it. Because I always tell my students, I said, you know, you have to really, I think it comes down to mindset. And you have to get out of that mindset that you go to college, you get your degree, and you go to work for somebody else. I think the new mindset is that you go to college, you get your degree, and you form your own business with like-minded people. I mean, I think that's what it comes down to, because, again, you know, the whole thing about getting your degree to be hired by someone else is really it's old. You know, it's just not working anymore. And people are beginning to to understand that.
That is for sure. That is for sure. Well, I'm excited to be a part of this revolution, and we're going to be doing some more entrepreneurial stuff right here in New Jersey. But for now, we're going to turn it over to you. You're going to discuss the project that you have, you know, to talk to us about today, continuing with the Sexy at 60 and encouraging those individuals who want to do more and show them how they can do more right here. So go ahead, Terry. Let us know. The topic is writing the hidden billionaire. Okay, let's uncover this thing today.
Yeah, and the whole thing about this particular topic, Lisa, is the fact we talk about hidden millionaires, you know, hidden millionaires. And it's so funny because I think what happens is that a lot of times we are hiding the millionaire from ourselves. Inside each one of us is a millionaire that is waiting to come out, but we have to learn how to go inside and bring that millionaire out. And so the book I'm discussing today is very appropriate and very timely. It's entitled The Hidden Millionaire, 12 Principles to Uncovering the Entrepreneur in You. The Hidden Millionaire, 12 Principles to Uncovering the Entrepreneur in You. And this is by a young man named Anthony Morrison. Anthony Morrison is a young man, and even before he was even in his 30s, he had developed 11 successful businesses. And I really emphasize successful because many of us have started businesses and we've just really let them sort of fall into disuse. And sometimes instead of staying with one business alone to develop it, we jump to something else. And I think we really need to stay in our lane, stay in our business until it really bears the fruit that we want it to bear. And so this book here is so important, The Hidden Millionaire, 12 Principles to Uncovering the Entrepreneur in You by Anthony Morrison. And the first thing I want to do now, there's 12 principles, and I know I won't be able to cover them all, but I do want to really cover as many as I possibly can because these are so important. And then what I'd like to do is first I'd like to define what we mean by principle, okay? And I want to go to John Maxwell, who is the leader in the whole area of leadership. He is the best leadership coach, leadership expert that I've ever encountered. And he says very simply that a principle is an external truth that is as reliable as a physical law, universal and timeless. Okay, a principle. So a principle is something that is always the same no matter what. A principle is an eternal truth, okay? We know that the eternal truth of principle, you reap what you sow, okay? You can't sow onions and expect to get apples. Okay, so again, a principle is an eternal truth, according to John Maxwell. Jack Canfield, who wrote the book entitled The Success Principles, he says, the principles always work if you work the principles. Jack Canfield, the principles always work if you work the principles. So again, if you learn these things, if you work these things, they will work for you. Now, I'm just going to go down the list very quickly, and then I'm just going to focus on some of them, not all of them. We don't have the time, but I just want to look at the 12. And so those who are taking notes, please get your pen ready, get your pencil ready, and write down these 12 things. Number one, develop an entrepreneurial mindset. Number one, develop an entrepreneurial mindset. Number two, new ideas are all around you. Number two, new ideas are all around you. Number three, be aggressive. Number three, be aggressive. Number four, strive to acquire knowledge. Strive to acquire knowledge. Okay, it's one, two, three, four. Number five, don't be afraid to take risks. Don't be afraid to take risks. Number six, start small but think big. Start small but think big. Number seven, balance work and life. Balance work and life. Number eight, never allow yourself to become complacent. Never allow yourself to become complacent. Okay? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, trust your instincts. 9, trust your instincts. 10, invest in yourself. 10, invest in yourself. Number 11, with success comes responsibility. With success comes responsibility. And number 12, build a reliable network. Build a reliable network. And those are the 12 principles that Anthony Morrison presents in his book. Now, I think and I know that, you know, we really, I would say most of the time, the first things first. We have to start with the first thing. And sometimes the first thing is not actually doing the business. Sometimes the first thing is developing the mindset. I know when I started in-house publishing over 10 years ago, the first thing we did was not publish books. The first thing that we did was to visit bookstores, to go into bookstores. And we realized as we went into these bookstores that the cover of the book is really most important, because when you people encounter your book, they look at the cover, then they turn around, they look at the back copy, and then they might open the book. But the first thing is the book cover. So when you're talking about becoming an entrepreneur, the first thing is developing the entrepreneurial mindset. I know when I was 9 years old, I told my mother I wanted to be a writer. The first thing I did was to study other writers. I read a lot of biographies and autobiographies of writers. And what I was doing is I was looking for characteristics that they had that I might have. I found that all writers, all successful writers are readers. All successful writers had a mentor. They had someone who was in that field and helped them to get in that field as well. And so, again, let's put the first thing first. And so principle number one is to develop an entrepreneurial mindset. The mindset. And what this means, in essence, is that you got to start thinking differently. And, for example, in the book here, Anthony Morrison states, and I quote, he says here, "I often tell people that entrepreneurial success is something anyone can obtain if they have the right mindset. Successful entrepreneurs are positive thinkers who consistently maintain their optimism even under stress. And as a result, they have a confidence about them that others can see immediately. We see these people as having a gift and assume it's innate and can't be learned or taught." So what he's saying is that you have to develop this mindset, and it can be taught, and you can learn it. But we need to probably define what that means. And so he says here that we are all innately aware of some of these principles. I know that I was initially because I utilized them without even realizing it. Nevertheless, even if you are not in touch with your inner entrepreneur, you can learn these principles and apply them as needed. This is the first principle of entrepreneurship. Develop an entrepreneurial mindset. Remember, knowledge is power, and positive thinking is contagious. Now, if you have the map, you have taken the first step toward developing the mindset that will lead you towards success. Okay, so again, mindset. You have to think like an entrepreneur. Every time you look at your business, you have to think about, what can I do to improve my business? A lot of people sit around thinking about business, but the true entrepreneur does business. And a business is designed to help you make money to help you live the life that you want to live. And so, again, if you are now making money and your business is not really a business, maybe you can call it a hobby. Maybe you can call it something, maybe you can call it wishful thinking. But, again, unless it's making money, it's not really a business. And we need to understand it. Like people who want to be writers, they want to be writers, but they never write anything. And so, again, to be a writer is not just to think about writing, but to write. Chester Himes, a black author, said this a long time ago. He says, and very simply, he says that writers write. And I would take it a step further and say that entrepreneurs do business. It's as simple as that, you know. Again, but again, we have to have that mindset. Another thing that I like about this particular book is that he gives you the principles, but he also gives you some practical ideas about how to develop them. Like, for example, when he talks about success, he says here, another principle of entrepreneurship, with success comes responsibility. And this is number 11. With success comes responsibility. And he says here, this isn't to say that successful people are obligated to give away their business secrets or money, but there is a moral obligation to help others. This applies to everyone, but certainly those with greater fortune have a greater responsibility to help. And so again, if you know something, you should be more than willing to share it, because again, you don't really, a business is something that's very organic. It's organic because it's always moving, it's always developing. And you as a business owner have to be about developing yourself. And I think one of the best ways to develop yourself is to invest in yourself. And this is a principle that I really, really enjoy very, very much, the principle of investing in yourself, because there's so many people who have the idea that, you know, I don't have to do anything. And one of the things that when I say invest in yourself, I'm not just talking about investing in the things that you use to do your business, but also investing in your mind. You know, again, the books that I bring to the table on Tuesday are books that have helped me, and they're just a small fraction of the books that I have read to develop this entrepreneurial mindset. And so for me, the principle of entrepreneurship, investing in yourself, is very, very important. And this author talks about that, and he says here, there are many ways in this world to invest. And I have taken the profits from Cool Blue Performance and invested in the stock market. My father was an experienced real estate investor who took the money he earned and invested in the stock market. While real estate and stocks are traditional American ways of investing, they're not guaranteed to succeed. And they're not necessarily the best way to make more money. The best way to earn income in today's world is to reinvest in your own business and continue to look for new ideas and new ventures in which to invest money. In all the books that you buy, all the books that you read, all the seminars that you attend, all the seminars that you put together are opportunities for you to invest in yourself and invest in your future. And I think that's so important. We have to understand that nobody is going to do it for you. Nobody is going to give you a successful business. You have to build that. And the way you build that is reaching out to people who can help you. But in the final analysis, I do believe in looking at this principle number 9, which is trust your instincts. And he says, and I love this, he says that I've always been instinctive with my decision process, and those instincts have served me well. This is not to say that decisions that involve great risks, huge investments, or potentially life-altering situations shouldn't be given careful consideration. You must have all the facts. You can't swim against the tide when you're unsure of how strong the current is. Never mind the fact that there are sharks swimming all around you as well. And so, again, you have to understand that your instincts, I mean, as many times I have been asked to be involved in different deals, different business deals, different business opportunities, but it just didn't seem, I don't know, my gut told me that this just wasn't for me. And what I decided to do is not deal with that, to pass on that particular opportunity. And, you know, and 9 times out of 10, it has helped me very, very much. And just really a couple more principles that I want to talk about. Principle number 3, and this is a principle of entrepreneurship, which says be aggressive. And according to Anthony Morrison, and he says here, this is how a hobby or interest moves to the next level. It's essential to be aggressive if you're going to succeed in business. After learning this, I applied this principle to every consecutive endeavor. At 14, I was still more interested in funding my private fund than I was in making a fortune, but the principle was in place. Aggressively pursue opportunities, refuse to accept no for an answer, create strategies that achieve goals, and eliminate the middleman. I saw the kids on the railing at the ballpark hoping for a single signature and a signed badge at the concession stand. There were even people who would stake out the hotel where the player stayed. I had circumvented each of these methods by being friendly and polite, yes, aggressive. And he built a business where he was selling sports memorabilia. And so, again, but he had to be aggressive about that. You know, I mean, not to be obnoxious, but to be aggressive in the sense that, you know what you want and you go for it. Many of us know what we want, but we don't go for it. He says here, and I love it on page 140, he says here, as an entrepreneur, you must prepare yourself for success. Picture yourself succeeding and never think any other potential outcome. You should also prepare yourself for the responsibility that comes with your newfound success. Giving back is more than a monetary gesture. It's about committing to making the world a better place. Okay? So, again, when we do something in business, it's not just for us, but it's for those who are really come before us because they are mentors, but those who come behind us are our mentees, and these are people who are helping us. And so in the following analysis, you know, I want to go back to Henry James, who was an 18th century author, who says it's time to start living the life you've imagined. And all I'm saying is that when you become that entrepreneur that you know that you can become, you will live that life that you always imagined. Many of us, as Les Brown says, the problem is not thinking big, but the problem with many of us is that we think small. We think small and we reach that goal, but you know what? That's just part of it. And so in this book here, and I would recommend this highly, The Hidden Millionaire, 12 Principles to Uncovering the Entrepreneur in You. Okay, and this is by Anthony Morrison. So what he's saying is that we all have an entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur inside us, but we have to sometimes uncover that. And he says here the first thing is knowledge. He says here, knowledge is power, and now that you have completed this book, you have acquired new knowledge. You have learned what is required to maintain the entrepreneurial mindset that would lead you to success. So I'm saying to you, get these books, read these books, learn from these books, earn from these books, and then give back to your community, because in final analysis, as Gandhi said, we need to be the change that we want to see in this world. If we want a better world, we have to be better people. And I do believe, Lisa, that you know what, that in the final analysis is not so much what we say that we're going to do, but what we do. Because the only thing that I can really, I tell to my students about the writing assignments, you know, Professor Benjamin, I want to do this, I want to do that. You know, but do it, because you know what? I can't mark what you think in your head. All I can mark is what you put down on paper and what you hand in to me. And so in the final analysis, this whole idea of entrepreneurship, especially at this time, is not something that I take casually, because you know what? In the final analysis, and really seriously, I plan to be here for a long, long time. And if that's the case, I want to live in a particular lifestyle, but that's on me, you know, because I'm the type of person that, you know, just give me the opportunity and let me work it to the best of my ability. Don't limit me, because I have a lot to share. And so again, Lisa, I thank you again for giving me the opportunity in this particular forum. I thank all those who are listening. I thank all those who are entrepreneurs, and I thank all those who are thinking about entrepreneurship, but now maybe as a result of this particular discussion, you're going to take it to the next level. And so I would say for you to Godspeed, God bless you, and listen to all the entrepreneurs Monday through Friday at this particular station. Thank you.
Awesome. Well,
you have a plug there, you know.
Well, thank you. Well, that's always helpful. It's always helpful. I suspect we'll be picking up. But I want to definitely welcome those to the broadcast if it's your very first time. Thank you for tuning in. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you've been listening to professor, author, publisher, Terry Williams. Terry Benjamin. And definitely, if you are on the line, if you have a comment or a question, you would just need to hit your number one key, and we would know that you. We will open up your phone mic and allow you to speak to our co-host today, or ask a question, or make a comment. You're welcome to do that at any point in the broadcast when we're able to work the switchboards as well. So we do have a few more minutes if you'd like to do that. Please, we'd love to hear from you. But this is a very, very, again, a very interesting topic right now, because, you know, so many people are looking to start their own businesses, even if they work a full-time job for someone else, or a part-time job for someone else, or they're a consultant for someone else. It's still nothing wrong with being a consultant for your very own business.
Yes.
I know for myself, launching into entrepreneurship and being a business owner is probably most definitely something that I was, you know, destined to do growing up. My grandfather had his own business, and it was such a treat. He had a grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
And so we used to love to go to his store, because that meant coming home with tons and tons of free candy and chips and things of that nature. And I can remember being a little girl, 8 or 9 or so, and going in the back room, because he lived behind the store. He had a home in another part of Cincinnati, but he had his little apartment in back of the store, and we'd go back there. And so it was real privilege when you could go back there and watch him count money. I'll never forget that as a child. So I grew up, and he had the store years before I was born, because my mom used to work for him when he had he used to sell fish or something, and she used to work there, and that's how she met my father. So I had all my life heard stories about him being this entrepreneur. Of course, got to meet him, live with him, and he didn't pass away till I was a grown woman. Mm-hmm. And so I always had the concept, that mindset, as they say, of being an entrepreneur. And then my father opened up a dry cleaners. But it still took a while for me to realize it was something that I, too, would do or could do. Because I would get jobs, would be frustrated, would quit somehow, and then feel even more frustrated or feel upset that I couldn't hold a job. But I have to say, and when I started looking over my life, I started looking at all of these jobs that I had not held longer than 2 years or 4 years, and then it finally dawned on me. I started my business and launched my business and got it commercialized and everything with the state of New Jersey, a registered business, in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally realized that it's the best thing that I've done the longest, is to have my own business and to keep that going. And so when I look back, I was thinking, oh, I have never held a job longer than 2 years, but that's not true. Because I've been an entrepreneur of Performance Strategies Unlimited now 11 years. So
that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny that you said that when you were like 8 or 9 years old, you saw people were being entrepreneurs. And I really believe that around 8 or 9, you really formed that entrepreneurial thing. Because I told you, at 9 years old, I know I want to be a writer. But I didn't know what that meant in terms of, you know, teaching, training, mentoring, and that kind of thing. And I think once you find your passion, which you found early, although you didn't realize it at that time, you build yourself to be that person. And I know, like you and like myself, we find ourselves in places that we never thought we'd be into, but only because of our passion.
Exactly. And I had no clue. And it wasn't as if, you know, because my mother, I guess, you know, I had my mom working for the government with a steady sort of a 9-to-5 type job. And then I had my dad, who worked for a series of smaller people with their own businesses, and then he eventually opened his own dry cleaners. But for years, he worked for others in their dry cleaning business. And so it wasn't it wasn't until I was in my, you know, 20s that he ever talked about opening his own dry cleaners. And so, and I didn't get to see my my grandfather start his business, though he had that business and he owned, you know, his apartment building. So I knew that entrepreneurship was something that, and I seen him keep that business to the day he died. So I knew that entrepreneurship was something you could do for a lifetime. That much I knew. And it wasn't until I went to work for Valcor Engineering in the purchasing department, where it was my job to keep all the files of all the initial contracts that we had with all the businesses. And the thing about it was, the good thing about it was that the way they did it, they wanted a lot of contracts with little small businesses. And the purchasing manager explained to me the reason was because when you deal with the major corporations, you may become a number with them and your project may not get as much attention, but when you work with the little small manufacturing, you're like the only job they might get for 6 months. So they're going to treat you like, you know, you're the king. And so therefore, it let me, you know, and sometimes I would make calls to these places, and sometimes I would even go there to expedite the shipment by going to pick it up myself. And I got to see, right here in New Jersey, Kenilworth and various other places in Union, I got to see these little small entrepreneurs, and that's where I really think the deal was being sealed in me.
Is
when I would walk into these little places and talk to these people who had risked everything they had to start these were manufacturing companies, manufacturing things like screws and little widgets, because we were engineering corporations. Valves. So isn't that amazing? And remember now, I got that job on a 1 day temp assignment.
Wow, see that?
So your so your destiny really is set for you, even when you can't see it.
And that's the thing, because I think, you know, sometimes I tell my students, you have to be careful what you pay attention to. Because the thing, I know for myself, I'm always drawn, I've always been drawn to business. I remember being in high school and being in a group called Future Business Leaders of America. And I remember we were selling, we would make these little shells, and we would sell them. And basically, you know, whatever we made, we sell to our parents, and they of course, they had to buy it. But it was training for us. It was training into developing something to bring to the marketplace. And I never lost that idea. I've never got out of it. I mean, I think it's about having something to bring to, but you have to have something to bring. You know, you have to have something to bring to the table. And my life has always been about that. What can I bring to the table? What can I bring to make somebody's life better? And again, it comes down to how can I be of service? Because understand that when you're in business, you're not in business for yourself. You're in business to be of service to others. A lot of people don't get that idea. They think it's about to make them a millionaire. Maybe you will become a millionaire. I hope that you do become a millionaire. But if you don't serve anybody, you won't make anything, because that's what business is about. How can I serve you?
Okay. Yes, service, that's key. That is so key. So, you know, we have just a few minutes left to the broadcast, but again, being an entrepreneur, talking about entrepreneurship, hopefully this has helped the entrepreneur that has tuned in, that will go back and listen to the archives, that this has helped you if you were feeling wavery about, you know, what you're doing and why you're doing it. Just know, take assurance that you are in the right place doing what you should be doing. It is a blessing to be able to utilize your gifts and talents. It's certainly, the support will come. And, you know, and one of the things I learned from being in college and working through those degrees, starting from scratch, I learned that just keep plugging away. Just keep plugging away. And eventually you'll get through every test, every class, every semester, and before you know it, you're walking across that stage. But I have the same thing to say about businesses. Just keep plugging away. If it's in your heart, I was singing the little song on Facebook, if you're happy and you know it, you know, we sang that back in the book. Clap your hands. And so I said, if you're an entrepreneur and you know it, click like. But, you know, he says, and if you're an entrepreneur, you know it, and then your heart will surely show it. So if you know this, know that it is, and your heart will be in it, and where your heart is, you know, it said there's your treasures, there your treasures are. So in other words, put your heart in it, and the money will come. Don't worry about the money. Like Terry said, look at your service to whatever group. I don't care if you're selling shoes or if you're selling cupcakes. And you sell, or if you're selling books or you're selling a service. Put it like this. Authors, we need a lot of services that, if you think about it, are not being really met right now. We have public relations services, whether it's, you know, it's writing, other writing services. There are blogs that a lot of us authors are missing out on, blogs that we could be starting. Sure, we can sit down and write a novel, but we may not be able to sit down and write short blogs every day. So there are many, many more. There are marketing services. There's so many services that this can be offered even to the author. And now any business, look at people with pets. Look at all the services you can offer to people who own pets. What about, and certainly children, and those services will never go out of style.
That's true. And the thing is, you know, you have to understand that there's always an opportunity. You just have to look around. I mean, one of the things that I found out for myself, like being a grandfather, sometimes I go over to help my son with his twins, and he's decided, him and his wife have decided, that he is going to be a stay-at-home dad. And she's going to go to work, you know. I mean, he's going to work on the weekends, but during the week, he's with the kids, and sometimes I go over to help him with the kids. Now, it's service that I love doing, but it's something that I told him, you know, you might want to think about how you can help other young men who may be in the same thing. I mean, you know, again, fatherhood is very challenging and very difficult, but you know what? Whatever you want to do, there's always help. And so I'm saying to our entrepreneurs out there, no matter what you want to do, there's somebody that needs your service, that needs your help. And all you have to do is just, you know, open your mouth and get the word out about what you do.
Wow, that is so, so amazing. Okay, so, well, that's about all we have time for. Thank you for that. Continue to be amazing. Again, happy belated Father's Day to you.
Oh, thank you.
Terry.
Thank you so much.
And I haven't talked to you since last Tuesday. It was kind of too early to say happy Father's Day. So now we're just 2 days after. So happy Father's Day to you and all those who have tuned in. Yes, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Go out there. Seize the opportunities that are all around you. You are an entrepreneur, whether you act like one or not. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow and some other days. So tune back in, same time, same place. We're glad that you shared this time with us. And with that being said, I'll turn it over to another person that's right here with us on the show, just waiting to make their announcement. So Terry, again, thank you. And we'll see
you
next Tuesday, same time, same place.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLaLisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.